she rule. That's why mama ain't gonna quit drinking, and brother gonna always be broke. Says the won't ever do nothing, cause she's too damn high on dope. And I ain't judging nobody, oh, it ain't much better for me. Yeah, I'm just another bad apple that didn't fall far from the tree. Mama walk around in a bathrobe, sucker stole it down all day. Brother running down to the dog track to throw a welfare check away. Ancestors on the back in the Bowery, just enough to get her fixed. She couldn't earn it turning tables, so she turned to turning tricks. That's why mama ain't gonna quit drinking, brother's gonna always be broke. Says the won't ever do nothing, cause she's too damn high.
The man that's going to be joining us in the lot, the Lightning Outdoor Theater, just outside of Boxcars Pub and Grub in Clinton, Wisconsin, tomorrow night. We've been talking, bragging on Pogo forever to bring in this man, and he's finally coming to the lot. That's Ward Davis and Another Bad Apple here on Iron Country, 101.9 FM and 1490 AM. Tickets for tomorrow night's show available by calling over to Boxcars, 676-1149, visiting the website boxcars.ticketsauce.com, or just showing up 6:30, 7 o'clock, and getting ready to rock. Ward Davis, thank you so much for joining us here on Iron Country. It's been a long time coming. The last time I talked to you was shortly after the show that you did with Cody Jinks and Sonny Sweeney at the Ryman. It's been a long time since we've chatted. How you been, my brother?
Wow, that was, what was that, 2017?
Yeah, that was 2017. We've seen each other a lot more since with shows in Madison, Milwaukee, and the Chicagoland area, but that's the last time that you were here on Iron Country with me. So thanks for joining us, my man.
Dude, that's really cool. That was a dream come true, those shows at the Ryman, man. That was, again, before we talked, but man, that's Cody being a buddy. You know, I called him and said, "Hey man, playing the Ryman, huh?" He said, "Yep." He had a mouthful of food. And I said, "You don't have an opener though, do you?" He said, "Nope." "Do you need one?" He said, "Yep." And so that's how I ended up on that show. I interrupted his dinner.
Well, sometimes you got to do that, especially like, hey, man, I helped you out. I co-wrote a ton of tunes with you. I'm not the devil. Help me help you even further, you know?
Well, you know, in cases like that, if I'm being honest, like I wouldn't have asked him. Like he sold those shows out before he announced any openers. So he could have added anybody to that show and it wouldn't have mattered. They were always sold out, but that's the kind of guy he is. He likes helping his buddies. He likes hanging out with his buddies more than helping them. And it always just kind of works out that both things happen when we're together.
Yeah, we'll definitely go back to Cody here in a couple seconds. I know you and him are working on something pretty damn special, touring all over the Great White North and maybe the beaches here in America. But we'll touch on that in a minute or two. He is Ward Davis joining us here on Iron Country 101.9 FM and 1490 AM. He's in the Lightning Outdoor Theater tomorrow night, just outside of Boxcars Pub and Grub. Tickets still available for that show. Show on up and get ready to rock with Ward Davis. But Ward, so special that you're coming here to small town USA, Clinton, Wisconsin. We have alerted the Clinton authorities. Don't turn this into the next Hayes, Kansas.
No, no, we're not going to do any of that. Listen, first of all, I love cops. I want all the cops to be there. I want every single cop in town to be backstage kicking it with me. Nothing nefarious, nothing, no criminal activities whatsoever. But yeah, Hayes, Kansas, you know, we go through Nebraska now, so we just don't have to go through Hayes, Kansas anymore. They, when we're going to Colorado.
I think that's definitely a great detour for sure. Again, Ward Davis joining us here on Iron Country here this Thursday afternoon. He's coming to the lot tomorrow night. Tickets still available. Ward, we play all your tunes all the time. Another Bad Apple we just heard. We play, you know, other tracks. Black Cats and Crows off of that album. More Goodbye, play that all the time. Time to Move On, your Tom Petty cover. Are we going to hear my favorite song of yours? It's a special one. I think it's probably only been played at maybe 10% of your shows. You'd obviously be better to speak on this than that. But your show at the Ryman with Cody, you sang Geronimo, and I could have died a happy man. Are we going to hear Geronimo tomorrow night? I don't want to be that guy, you know, screaming Freebird in the crowd or anything, but.
Man, you know, it's not on the set list. That's, I've actually never released that song. It's I wrote it. Guy, probably 15 years ago with a buddy of mine, Greg Jones. And, you know, it's just a song about falling in love and you know, basically when you jump out of an airplane, Geronimo. So, but man, yeah, it's not on the set list. It's one that we've looked really hard. We cut it for a project a few years ago that never came out. But, you know, I'm glad you mentioned that song, man. I think I need to put that on the list for the next record.
Yeah, Geronimo needs to be released. That's for damn sure. I know we got a bunch of Iron Country family members that text into the Big Red in the Morning show and afternoons all the time asking, hey, can you play Geronimo? Can you play Geronimo? Is he going to play Geronimo? I don't know. So maybe if we get enough people screaming about it, you can adjust the playlist. But I know your shows are always a perfect mix of kind of like rock and roll country and real emotional country music, too. What, for people listening that, hey, I got nothing going on Friday night. I've never been to a Ward Davis show. What can they expect, tomorrow night?
Man, you know, with my music, I always try to tell people that I try to write music about human beings as opposed to, you know, fantasies about, you know, the good old days or what we wish we could be doing. I'm a songwriter. I try to write songs about the human condition and I think people always, or all people, feel pretty much the same basic emotions. So even if somebody can't relate to a situation per se, they can relate to the feeling that I get from it. And that's what I try to put in my music, whether it's about love, divorce, getting drunk, which I don't do anymore, but I know how if I want to. And people have responded to that, to that idea, you know, that this is music about people and life, and that's what it is, man. That's what we're all doing.
He is Ward Davis joining us here this afternoon on Iron Country. He's going to be in the Lightning Outdoor Theater just outside of Boxcars Pub and Grub tomorrow night for that show. Tickets still available. Call on over there, 676-1149. Visit the website boxcars.ticketsauce.com or just show up and get ready to hear some real music from Ward Davis. And Ward, you mentioned my next question in that last answer. The next song we're going to feature here on Iron Country is Day One. That's a song that doesn't need any explanation after listening to it. But for the fine folks that don't know your story, what is that all based on? And going back to Cody Jenks, he's recently sober. You've been sober for quite some time. Big Red is working on that for quite a while. So what is Day One all about that we're going to hear next here on Iron Country?
Man, you know, it's about People go through a lot of people who quit drinking. I don't think anybody has the same journey through that. I think we all have our own, our own ways of coping with it, our own ways of getting around it, our own ways of stopping. You know, for me, it was just like a cold turkey thing. I came off of a really hardcore bender in Key West, like a 5-day, just all the rum in Key West. They had to fly more in after I got done. And man, I quit drinking, just cold turkey. I didn't go to rehab. I didn't turn to God. I just stopped. And it was hard, man. Like, anybody that's had a hangover knows a hangover's hard, but like a hangover off a 5-day bender is the worst hangover in the world because it lasts about 5 days. And man, that was that first day was so hard. It was so painful, man. I mean, I pissed my pants. It was terrible. But every day after that was better. Every single day, and every single day since, man. I'm coming up on, I'll be 3 years on the 26th, I think. And man, every day, even still, every day of my life is better. And so no matter what, even the worst day of my life after I quit drinking, it's still better than that first day, you know?
Well, congratulations on that 3 years. And let's hear this emotional track off of your latest EP. And it is an unbelievable touching track. I know many of us can relate to it here in the State Line area. It's day one off of the EP, Sunday Morning, from Ward Davis here on Iron Country.
70 days without a drink. It's given me a lot of time to think about this never-ending hell I go through to be well. There ain't no whiskey in my veins. I ain't numb from cocaine. I feel every last regret and as much shame as I can give. Though you may not understand, this ain't me here where I stand. Man, I was got washed away by the blood of yesterday. I don't sweat and I don't shake, and I remember my mistakes. Yeah, today ain't been fun, not as bad as day one. Everybody looks at me so strange. Bet they bet I'd never change. But a heavy heart don't need a crutch. Still I want one so damn much. But I kneel down and tell myself this is up to someone else. And if that's how it's supposed to be, I'm all in, you know me. And I myself don't understand, this ain't me here where I stand. Man, I was got washed away by the blood of yesterday. I don't sweat and I don't shake, I remember my mistakes. Yeah, today ain't been fun, not as bad as day one. I don't fit right in my skin, but it ain't awful now and then. Man, today ain't been no fun. Still not as bad as day one. Ward Davis
here on Iron Country, 101.9 FM and 1490 AM off of his EP album, Sunday Morning. That is day one, all about Ward's sobriety. And Ward, want to bring you back in here this afternoon. I know we've talked a lot, both off the air and on the air, in totality about Cody Jinks's sobriety, yours, Big Red's as well. That song perfectly encapsulates kind of the struggle of day one. And you mentioned it in your last answer, every single day after that has gotten easier, has gotten better. But I don't really know how to ask you this without just straight up asking you, is life truly better sober? Like, does writing just come easier to you? Do these shows just come easier to you ever since you kind of wiped that demon off your back?
Dude, I mean, it didn't happen all the time. But man, I've fallen off stages drunk before. You know, I used to, before I'd go on stage, I'd have at least one shot of whiskey, sometimes two. Sometimes I just, you know, stuck on the bottle for a minute. But, yeah, dude, as far as my show goes, the show's got just substantially better, man. I mean, it's night and day. Like, I'm focused. You know, I'm clear. I'm able to perform. I'm not staggering around. I'm not slurring, you know, all of that stuff. And dude, some people can drink. Like, I don't even want to sound like I hate drinking. Like, some people can, some people can't. I'm just happen to be one of the latter. But man, as far as the music goes and writing's different. I didn't really drink and write before. So that wasn't a big deal, but man, when you drink all the time, you're hungover all the time, you feel like garbage all the time. And so you write really sad, depressing things. I find myself writing songs about hope and songs about, you know, tomorrow as opposed to yesterday. And my relationship with my kids got better immediately. You know, my relationship with my family, with my mom, with my dad, with my ex-wife, with my kid's mom, you know, everything just since then, it's just creeping up on a 180 on everything in my life. It's just, everything's gotten better. And man, drinking is fun. Like, I miss drinking. Like, I miss going out and hanging out with my friends and, you know, having that social, I mean, it's good, man. It's a good thing. It's a way that we all bonded over beer at the beginning of history, and I miss that. But man, I can get out on the floor and play with my kids because my knees aren't busted from falling down on a, you know, like, I can do things that I couldn't do before because I was such a stupid idiot. So everything's better, man. Everything. And I'm not a guy that goes around telling people to quit drinking unless they're a friend that needs to. But man, when somebody tells me they're stopping or that they've quit, they know, and I know, that it's the best thing they've ever done for themselves.
Yeah, day one and every day since. I mean, yeah, over the past 3 odd years, just seeing everything that you're posting on Facebook, the Instagram, everyone else's social media, it certainly has been getting a hell of a lot better. So we're all proud of you here in the State Line area. Again, Ward Davis joining us tomorrow night in the lot just outside of Boxcars Pub and Grub for what will be a raucous show. But speaking of shows coming up, you got tomorrow night here in Wisconsin. But maybe in a couple of weeks or months from now, you and your old buddy Cody Jinks traveling all across Canada, Hawaii, and beautiful places in between. What's that tour going to be all about? Kind of an acoustic set from what I understand from you.
Well, you know, man, Cody's not been doing really great lately, career-wise. he's not selling a lot.
We all go through struggles, you know, Ward.
Yeah, man. I mean, I think last year he only got like 4 or 5 platinum records. I mean, year before that he's getting 10. I mean, come on, man. He's got to stay on top. So who does he call? His old buddy Ward. And dude, here's the honest of it, Tyler. Last year I called my manager and I told him that I wanted to start doing more acoustic shows because I love doing acoustic shows because I love connecting with the audience. I love that energy, and it's just the best. And so I've been calling Cody a couple times a week, telling him how much fun I'm having doing these acoustic shows. And Cody's doing arenas. He's playing for 5,000 to paid. I mean, $50,000. I mean, who knows? He's not playing for listening rooms. And I would call and tell him about that, and he would get jealous. I mean, here's a guy that's making who knows how much money on thousands and thousands and thousands of people. All he wants to do is go play his songs for people who connect with him. And he called me one morning, man, and he said, hey, do you want to do an acoustic show at the Ryman? And I said, hey, this is way too early in the day for stupid questions. Of course I want to do a show at the Ryman. And then the next thing I knew, my manager called, who he also works with Cody, but he doesn't manage him. But he called me and he said, hey, Cody wants to do an entire acoustic tour in Canada, Alaska, and Hawaii. And I was like, well, why don't we just go ahead and go to Guam and Japan while we're at it, if we're going to be out there.
Right.
I don't want to go to Guam. But yeah, dude, it's almost like it's, and another thing, man, me and Jinx used to, when things started cracking open for him, I was on all those shows. I toured with him for about 3 years straight. And man, I got to see that stuff happen. And more than anything, man, me and that guy got really close. I want to say he's my best friend, but he's more like a brother. Like he's the least judgmental friend I've ever had. Like he's just a good friend. And this tour, these people are gonna buy these tickets and pay all this money, come to these shows, and I think it's gonna be the best shows either one of us have ever done, because neither one of us is gonna have a set list. We're gonna have two bar stools on stage, and we're gonna talk about all those years of tour, and we're gonna sing the songs we wrote while we were doing it, and you're gonna see two guys up there that genuinely care for and respect each other, and having a great time together just as much as we would on his front porch or his living room or hell, my front porch. But you want to know something, Tyler, now that I think about it? Cody's never been on my front porch because I'm always going down and visiting him, and I hope he hears this interview because I'm trying to get him and his family to come visit me, and they're a bunch of scumbuckets, and they won't come up here.
Yeah, what the hell, Cody? Come on.
Yeah, Jinx, loser.
Take some time. Visit Davis. Come on.
You think I can't cook an egg?
Man, but Canada, Alaska, and Hawaii, when does this all kick off, and how many stops along the way?
Man, it's November and December. I'm not sure on the stops. I think, you know how it is. They'll do, wait, look, my tour manager has just stepped up and showed me the calendar. Oh, gosh, yeah, November 8th, and I can't even pronounce this. Something Canada, Tudina? Nina?
Saskatchewan?
It just says Canada. Then we'll be in Edmonton, Alberta, Anchorage, Honolulu. And I think there's a couple more in there. They just hadn't added that. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Nashville, of course. And we're doing Charleston. Yep.
Oh, Charleston, South Carolina?
Yeah.
Right.
It's a weird tour. But we're hitting every corner.
Yeah, going all over Hell's Half Acre or God's Beautiful Country, depending on how you all break it down. But yeah, check out Ward Davis's website, warddavismusic.com, for further details. I'm sure Cody Jinx is going to be posting stuff on Facebook and on his website as well. But Cody and Ward going across Canada, Alaska, and Hawaii, Nashville, and South Carolina as well. Ward, thank you so much for joining us here today. Before I let you go, we got to play one last song. It's Old War All Cowboys with one of your heroes, Willie Nelson and Jamie Johnson. But you got another track that was recorded by Merle and Willie, Unfair Weather Friend, that we play all the time here on Iron Country as well. What was the story behind Merle and Willie getting their hands on Unfair Weather Friend, and then also Willie going, yeah, me and Jamie, we want to do all Old War All Cowboys too?
Well, man, a few years ago, I would say probably about 2012, maybe a little later than that, but Willie was cutting a record called To All the Girls I Loved Before, which was a duet record of just a different female artist or female group for every single track. And he was looking for a song for he and Nora Jones. And my friend Marla Cannon and I, Marla is Buddy Cannon's daughter. Buddy is Willie Nelson's producer, which I should go ahead and say before I get into the story that that doesn't mean anything, because Buddy is harder on Marlo than he is on anybody, because he doesn't want to have a reputation of cutting his little girl's songs on big famous people just because she's his little girl. So she sent it. We wrote the song for Willie and Nora Jones, and she sent it to her dad. Her dad was in the studio with Kenny Chesney that day, and he played it for Kenny Chesney. Now, Tyler, you're in the radio business, and if in the grand scheme of things, who's getting more radio play, Willie Nelson or Kenny Chesney?
Yeah, that would definitely be Kenny across the entire nation,
yeah,
for sure.
I'm not saying it should be that way. Mm-hmm. I'm saying it is that way.
Yep.
And all due respect to Kenny Chesney, I've always been a big fan of his. But we, of course, Kenny wanted to record it. He said, hey, I want to cut that for my next record, not this record, but the next one. And, of course, me and Marla, we're already shopping for Corvettes, you know. But Nashville is Nashville, Tyler, and nothing ever happens, ever. And, of course, it went by, and Kenny never cut it. And you don't call and hound them. You just accept it, and you move along. Man, we forgot about that song for several years, and I heard it on the rumor mill that Willie and Merle were looking for songs for a duet record, and I called her and I said, I know your dad loves this song, but if Willie loves it and if Merle loves it, we might end up getting a cut on that record.
Damn.
And so she sent it back to him after those years, and he said, I forgot about this, and he sent it to Willie, and Willie loved it. And right up until the day they cut, I wasn't sure they were going to cut it, but man, the day they did, that was, I cannot describe that feeling, Tyler, to get that call, to get that text that says, hey, this happened for real and it's happening. And it was, I cried.
The famous picture of you and Cody together longingly looking into a room, that's when you first met Merle Haggard, right? Like right,
no,
at
that'd be Chris Christopherson.
Oh, Chris Christopherson. All right, because yeah, you guys were both looking like 8-year-olds maybe at your concert, going, "Hey, that's Ward Davis right there." But that's Chris Christopherson.
Yeah,
okay,
no, dude, that was a different thing. But man, that was badass too. But anyway, so the short of it is that Willie and Merle, they recorded it and released it. Man, it changed my life. You know, it didn't make me any money, but it was the thing I needed to know for sure that I was a songwriter, honestly, because I didn't know up until that point. And man, I don't know how it is now, but there was a rumor or a legend in Nashville that if you asked Willie Nelson to sing on your record, he would. And I asked him. I was thinking, well, he just cut my song, I got a better chance than most. And I texted his manager or his producer, and I said, do you think Willie would sing on my record? He said, probably. I'll ask him. And he came back and said, Willie said, sure.
How about that?
Willie said, sure, man. So that was that. And man, I've known Jamie Johnson for 25 years, and just an incredible amount of respect for that guy and the craft and the way that he's done it. And man, again, it was just one of those things. I asked him, he said, you need all the help you can get. And he did it too, man. So that was, I was telling a friend of mine the other day, man, I've had the most charmed, awesome life of anybody I've ever known. And I've known people way more successful than me, and I've done way more stuff. But man, for that to happen to a guy like me, and for things to still happen, dude, it's just, I live the best life, man. Nobody can top it. And things like that, I'm gonna carry that around with me like Linus in his blanket for the rest of my life. You know?
That is a damn perfect metaphor right there.
Well, it is, man. And every time I hear that song, every time I hear I'm Fairweather Friend, you know, it'll pop up either on the algorithm or my Apple Music or whatever. I still get that feeling like that didn't really happen. Like this isn't real. They never did that. But then I sit there and I'm like, they did. They really, really did. And it's still unbelievable after all these years.
Yeah, that baby is out there. Spotify, YouTube, wherever you get your music, or right here on Iron Country. Ward, thank you so much for joining us here this afternoon. Can't wait to see you tomorrow night in the lot. And you always got a home here on Iron Country. I can guarantee you, both you and Cody, all the others, Charles Wesley Godwin, Tyler Childers, the list goes on and on and on. Josh Malloy, you know, all these guys, no one else in the country plays more of your guys' music than right here on Iron Country. So thank you for coming to Iron Country. God bless you. 3 more years of sobriety and on and on and on. Can't wait to shake your hand tomorrow night, my man. And thanks for joining the show.
Dude, thank you so much, Tyler. I can't wait to get up there, dude. It's going to be a great time.
That is Ward Davis here on Iron Country, 101.9 FM and 1490 AM. As I said before, I've crossed his path, I don't know, 6-7 times since last interviewing him just after his show in the Ryman with Cody Jinks. But his life and his career, man, as if it couldn't get any higher than it was back then, it just continues to ascend. So I can't wait to see him tomorrow night in the lot. And man, Ward Davis here on Iron Country. Without further ado, let's kick it into one of those iconic tracks. Willie and Merle recorded Unfair Weather Friend, but Ward wanted me to play Old Wore Out Cowboys with Willie, Jamie Johnson, and Ward Davis here on Iron Country.
There must be some place for old wore out cowboys, broken down pickers, and dreamers like me. Where the cue sticks are straight, and the beer's always cold, and the jukebox is playing Hank Williams for free. Well, I've worked in pool rooms and bar rooms and bedrooms from Cheyenne to Memphis. It ain't nothing new. Hard-bodied young cowgirls, too many state fair bulls. I rode them all till I'm busted and bruised. There must be some place for old wore-out cowboys, broken down pickers, and dreamers like me. Where the cue sticks are straight, and the beer's always cold, and the jukebox is playing Hank Williams for free. Picked my guitar to my fingers blistered, bleeding and sweating and staining my jeans. And they tried to whip me, but more didn't than did. And I'm proud of my dues, and God has 6 strings.
There must be some place for old wore-out cowboys, for broken-down pickers and dreamers like me.
Where the cue sticks are straight, and the beer's always cold, and the jukebox is playing Hank Williams for free.
And they'll never stay home,
and they're always alone.
Even with someone they love.
Again, that's Ward Davis, Jamie Johnson, and Willie Nelson here on the Crossroads on Iron Country with a little bit of Old Wore Out Cowboys. You can check out my full interview with Ward. The recording was 34 minutes long, not including the songs. So check out the full interview now on our website, ironcountry.fm. That is ironcountry.fm. But bits and pieces of that interview that I conducted on Thursday, now available on our website. And you heard a couple portions of it here on Crossroads on Iron Country. But we'll come back with more of the music that no other state line area station has the stones to play. This is Crossroads on Iron Country.